Begin now on page 182 in Yigeres HaTshuva. Tonight we're going to do Perek Beis and Perek Gimel. I want to be able to get during Aseres Yimei Tshuva to the meat and potatoes of Yigeres HaTshuva. He's really still here in introduction mode, getting some other things out of the way. Perek Beis. Everything we've been discussing till now is Leinyan Kapara, refers to the atonement, Umachilas ha'avayin, and the forgiving of the sin, shenimchaloi ligamri, it is totally forgiven. Masha'av al mitzvah ha'melech, again, focusing on the words that he used last week, that in every mitzvah there are two components. There's the fact that I rebelled, I transgressed the will of the king. That's the main focus. That's what we can fix. We can't bring back into existence whatever light and energy we did not bring into the world by the fact that we omitted to do a mitzvah. That's gone. There's nothing we can do about it. But the fact that we violated the mitzvah of Melech, that's what tshuva is. Kishasa tshuva shlema, when a person does a full tshuva, meaning from this moment on, I commit totally to the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's tshuva shlema. And listen to this, vein maskirin leidavar v'chatzi davar, and when it comes to the day of reckoning, the day of judgment, not a word, not a half a word will be mentioned, b'yem adin, on the day of judgment, la'an shay alzeh, to punish the person for this, chas v'shalom v'edem abba, in a full tshuva, nothing is mentioned, slate is wiped clean. V'nifta ligamri min adin v'edem abba, this is staggering, and the person is totally free of being judged for doing this violation in the world to come. The minute the person accepts upon themselves to change their ways in the future, that is total tshuva with regard to being free from punishment in the world to come. Amnam. And this is a big capital, however. Sheyiyeh l'rotzei nefnei Hashem. In order for a person to restore themselves, to be wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, umirutza, and to be, and there's a Yiddish word for this, I don't know how to say this in English. In Yiddish it's to be bavilik, to once again be wanted and desired by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'chaviv and dear lefanav yizbarach, before Hashem, k'kaydem achet, like I was before I ever erred, li'es nachas ruach l'kainei mavidosai, critical words. How do I get back to a place where I can have an expectation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will once again receive pleasure from my service? That's a different issue. Meaning, to wipe the slate clean, all you need there is tshuva. I accept upon myself from this day forward to change my ways. But now that God should like me, that the Ribbono Shel Olam should have an interest in my mitzvahs, that's a different thing. For that, hayitzarich lahavi karbon. For that, it was required to bring a karbon oila sacrifice. Afila mitzvah sase kala. Even for a simple positive mitzvah, shein ba kares, a positive mitzvah that doesn't have kares. We know that there is a positive mitzvah that does have kares. But here, we're dealing even with a mitzvah kala that doesn't have something either like kares or misas bezin, k'meshe doshu chazal, b'teres kahanim. What does those words mean? It says that a person is going to bring a carbon and he's once again will be wanted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There the Gemara says, what's the purpose of the carbon oila? The carbon oila atones for the violation of a positive mitzvah. And the Gemara explains, the Karban Oila is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol after tshuva was done. So first of all, the person had to repent for the rebellion. Now I want to get back into God's good graces. Now what that's going to require is a gift. It's going to require a Karban. Then I can come back into, as we say in English, into God's good graces. And he explains, Ukesha Adam, this is like a person, Shesarach b'melech, like a person who rebelled against the king, Ufaisoi, and he appeased him, Aide praklitin, through a gift, Umachala, and the king said, okay, forgive him. But Afal Pikin, even after the king forgave him, Sheleach doirin umin chalifanov, the person sends a gift and a offering to him. She is ratzaloi. I don't want to just be forgiven. I want to have a relationship. Lirais Pnei HaMelech. I want to have a relationship that I should be able to come in and visit with the king. V'loshen Mechaperes. And so too, this language of Kapara. And V'chei Mashiksi B'Torah V'nirtzalei Lechaper Olav. The Torah says he will be wanted to atone into Kaparas Nafshoi. He says that doesn't mean to atone for the mess that the person's made. Ela lechaper lefnei Hashem. This is an additional level of kapara lias nachas ruach lekoyne, so that Hashem will once again be able to take pleasure in my service. Kedisa Hashem b'gemara k'meshiksev tomim yia liratzain. The critical word here being, I want to get back into God's good graces so that we can have a relationship. It isn't about the punishment. Now, so we got a problem. Because that worked as long as we had a Beis HaMikdash, when we were able to bring a carbon to get us back into Hashem's good graces. But what happens now that we don't have a carbon? Now that we don't have a sacrifice to be able to bring about that desire from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hatainis hu b'makom carbon. Since the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, fasting comes in the place of the carbon. We just had this in the Gemara. That let the lessening of my fat and my blood that takes place on a fast day, let it be as if I have brought a carbon. So now, again, not for the tshuva. This is an additional step. This is Shia Lerotzain, that we can have a relationship again. It says three staggering examples. We find among the Tanaim and Amiroim, Shaldavakal Hayumis Anim Tanias Harbe, that even for what seems to be very small things, they fasted exceedingly. The opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Gemara, the great Tana, is that it is okay for an animal to walk out with a strap between its horns on Shabbos. It's not considered carrying. And the rabbis come along and they say, the majority paskin, you're not allowed to. So one time a story happened. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's neighbor walked out with an animal, and the animal had this band between its horns. V'lei michaba, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah did not protest. Tells the Gemara, v'hushcheru shinam v'pnei atzemes, his teeth became black because of how many fasts he fasted. It wasn't his; it was his neighbor's. He didn't protest. That was the only problem. Al shleikayim dimi chaveru. So you see the concept of fasting. Similarly, chen Rabbi Yeshua. Now, they point out here that the first example was an example that took place b'machshava. He didn't protest about something that he saw. It took place in his eyes, in his head. The next example is Rabbi Yeshua Sha'ama Beishani Midivrecha Beishamai. Rabbi Yeshua once expressed himself incorrectly. He said, you're embarrassing me by what you're saying. The Gemara says that his teeth became black because of fasts. V'Rav Huna Pamachas Nishapchalei Ritzua Shal Tfilin. Rav Huna, the Amora, once had his strap of his tefillin flip the white side out. He's on a mem tzenis, he fasted 40 days for flipping his ritzua. So that was for an action. So you have an example here, one pigam in machshava, in thought, one in deeper, one in speech, and one in action. What's the point? Ukeinu Rabbis, and many such examples. What's he trying to teach us? And based upon this, the Arizal taught his students based upon Kabbalah, the number of fasts that need to be fast for various sins, even if they were not the most serious of sins. There was no cutting off of the neshama. There was no death in the hands of heaven. The Arizal writes, for a person who loses their temper, they should fast Kuf, Nun, Aleph, Tainius, 151 fasts. One hungry group of people. And even for rabbinic violations, Kamestam Yenam, like wine that was touched by a non-Jew, Yisana, Ein Gimel Tainius, 73 fasts. If somebody misses out, even a positive rabbinic mitzvah like davening, Yisana, Samach, Aleph, Tainius, 61 fasts. Guys, everybody relax. This ends good. V'derech klal seida tanis. So he says, I want to tell you that as a general rule, the secret of fasting, whose sigula nifla, in addition to what he's discussed earlier, that it now takes place, the role of the carbon oil. He says, I want to tell you that in addition to this, fasting is a phenomenal omen. If you want to get to know what God wants, fasting is one of the ways to figure that out. There he brings that for this reason it's called a fast, because it is also a day of Ratzon to Hashem. Michlal, Shatzay Manitzu, Yom Ratzon. You see that fasting brings about a special will, a special desire, a flow from above. Now, so this leaves us, we're going to be fasting for the rest of our lives based upon this. Perek Gimel, page Tzadik Beis, says the Baal Tanya further, Minechach Meham Musar Achreinim, the later wise men of Musar, not referring to the classic Musar movement, but to the Reishis Chachma and the Shalah Kodesh and so on. Nechliku, they disagree. B'mishachot achet achet pomim rabbis. What about somebody who's done a given sin many times? D'yeshayimim shetzarach lis anes misperat tzemis lois achet pomim rabbis kefiyam misperashachot. Some of these opinions say, if you got angry 200 times, then you got to fast 200 times 151. Okay? K'gona meitzizera levatola. See, he grabs an example of something which is very common, that people violate it many times once they become entrenched in this, and that is the spilling of seed. Shemisper hatsoimis habefurish b'tikune tshuva mi'arizal hin pei dalet tanias. The Arizal writes that to become nisratze, not for tshuva, but for a person to restore themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu after this violation, they need to fast 84 fasts. So if a person did this 10 or 20 times, they're going to have to fast 10 or 20 times 84. And where do they get this idea from? They get the idea, domiyad karban chatos. They get it from the chatos offering. Chatos, we know a person has to bring one carbon chatos for each and every violation. However, there are those who disagree. But some say, no, you shouldn't derive it from the carbon chatos. Rather, you should derive it from the oilless sacrifice. Habo al mitzvahs asei. That's the offering that's brought when a person misses out on doing a positive mitzvah. If a person in a given time period violated several different positive mitzvahs, is mischaper by lachas, he says, the Gemara perkam this welcome. The Gemara says that he doesn't bring a bunch of oilas. You bring one oila. So some of the Chachmei Musar say that when it comes to fasting, you learn it out from the oila, not from the chatas, and as a result, Baruch Hashem, you got to only fast 84 fasts. You don't have to do 10 times 84 fasts. And the accepted opinion, next page, 184, the accepted opinion is to fast three times. That would amount to 252 fasts for someone who masturbates. And the same would apply to other ones. Now, again, everybody take it easy. There's alternatives. The Atam, where do they come up with three? Apim Ashiksib Bezoya Kodesh Seif Parshas Noyach, Kimin Dechav Barnash, Kamid Kutchibirichu, Zimnachada, Ovid Rishimu. The Zoya says they're a phenomenal thing. That if a person errs, if a person sins one time, they make an impression on their soul. Zimna Talisa, but the third time they do it, Ispashit Haukisma Misitra Dol the Sitadol. The impurity of the Avera pervades the person from one side to the other. So that's what happens the third time. Is Lachain Tsarach Misbatsim is Gamkin Gimopamim. So the Balatanya conjectures in the name of these Bali Musar that's where they get the three times from. Now everybody exhale. Achein, kol zeb adam chazak ubari. All of this refers to a person who is strong and gesund. She'ein ribu yatsayim is mazik leklal lebriyaz gufay, that fasting a lot will not hurt him at all for his health. K'may v'dois v'shayim, like people were in earlier generations. Avol mish ribu yatsayim is mazik lay, but for the rest of us, that fasting a lot hurts us. She'ef she'shiyuch alav v'dedechoy li, A, the person may become ill. Oy mechash chas v'shom, they'll become weak. K'may v'dois v'shayim, like it is in our times. It is forbidden for a person to fast, even for the worstest of the averis, for chivik krisus and for things that are culpable for the death penalty. And for sure that is the case if a person missed out on doing positive mitzvahs or negative mitzvahs because they don't have kares. Ella, the only amount that a person is allowed to fast is kefiyash yishar benafshay, that what a person can measure for himself, shebevadol yazik leklal, unless the person knows for absolutely certain that it will not hurt him at all, it is forbidden to fast. And he proves it. Ki afilo bedoyres harishayim, even in earlier generations, bimeh tanayim amirayim, in the days of the tanayim and amirayim, loy hayu misanim ikai gavna, the only people that would fast would be ella habriyim, the really healthy people, dematzu the tzeuge nafshayu, because they could put up with the pain, udelematzu the tzeuge nafshay, umisana nikra chayte b'gemara perekamidetanis. A person who doesn't have the physical ability to fast, and nonetheless goes ahead and fast, the Gemara refers to him as a chayte. The Gemara Naim is a whole piece on this, the whole aspect of fasting, when bechlal about the halos nitzaitzis and all that kind of stuff. And he explains further, and that Gemara is referring to not people who stop on a fast to acquire wisdom, as he said at the earlier of the second chapter, but for people who were fasting because they were violators. Like Rashi explains, there the Gemara says explicitly that there is no person who has not violated an asay, nonetheless he's not allowed to fast. How much more so a person who has the ability to study Torah? That person who fasts and it disturbs him from his Torah, that person is considered a further sinner. He'll be punished doubly. Now, not only have you missed out on Krishma that you're trying to fast for, but because of your fasting, you're going to miss out on learning Torah, you're just making matters far worse. So where does that leave us? What are we supposed to do? Kidachsiv, the answer is, v'chatoich v'tzdoka piroik. We need to redeem our averis with tzedakah, k'may shikosu apayiskim, like it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, Litain ba'ad kol yoim, tainis shel tshuva erech chai, something pshutim, v'chulu. Person's supposed to give 18
coins.
Gimel pamim. V'ashe yoisif kifi ashe, a wealthy person should add, based upon his wealth, k'mosh k'siv ha'mogen avram ilchis tainis. Now, let's go through just a drop of mathematical calculations, okay? The Reb Chaim Noah, right, the Tzais HaShulchan, writes that the amount for Pidin HaBen, which is 5 Sela, is 96.15 grams of silver. Okay? This amount here, the Magen Avraham's amount, is 3/4 of a Sela that comes out to be 6.34 grams of silver per day. Obviously, that fluctuates with how much. Now, other places can say that a person should give the amount that they would spend on their own food. The point is, it's supposed to hurt. Okay? And that amount should be given to tzedakah. Concludes the Baal Tanya, this idea, mikol makom, by the big letters here, kol bal nefesh hachofetz kirvas Hashem. Any master of soul who desires to have a true relationship with Hashem, l'sakin nafshei l'ashiva l'Hashem, to rectify his neshama, to return it to Hashem, B'tshuva me'ula min amufka, with the bestest kind of tshuva, the best kind of tshuva that he can. Yachmir al atzmei, a person should be stringent upon himself. Lahashlim al kaponim pam echad kol yimei chayav, at least to finish once in his lifetime. Misper atzemes l'cholav en v'oven, the number of fasts which are recommended for each type of aveira. Me'avenes hachamurim, from the serious aveira shachayav malem misa al kaponim, at least those averes that are culpable to the death penalty by heaven. At least that person should do it. Pay dalid soimis, 84 fasts. Pamachas b'mechayev, once in a lifetime. Aye, that looks to be so ridiculously impossible. Says the Valtanya, v'yochol lidchaisen liyomim haktzorim b'chayr. The first thing you should do is push them off for the short winter days. And throughout one winter, fast 10 times, by pachas or less. And it'll take 9 or 10 years to finish the number of fasts if a person does that. What's more, he says in parentheses, get up and eat, even during those winter fasts. Get up and eat 3 hours before the nates. V'yafal pikin nechshav l'taynis imis niken, and it's still considered a fast as long as you made a condition before you went to sleep that you're going to get up and eat. We said earlier that really you shouldn't fast 84 fasts. You should really fast 3 times that amount, meaning l'tashlum resh nun beis tzomis kenal, and to make up for the 252 fasts, yisana oid dalid pomim pe dalid, then fast another 4 times, 84, just until midday. The Mechshav Gamken, Tainis B'Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi considers a half-day fast a fast as well. And then combine 2 half-days, and they will be considered a day. The chayim the shara vaynis, the same is true of other sins. Ki yitzibem asher kol leiv yedei amaras nafshay v'chafetz b'yitzadka. Each one of us knows what kind of peckle we're walking around with, and we want to set it right. Okay. However, up in the middle of daf tzadik gimel, mis beratzayim es ha'et v'amareish nun beis, any fasts that are more than the 252 kai gavna, similar to this, sheyitzorach lis anes, if you want to be stringent to the opinion of those who say that you need this anis misperat tzemesh al kol chet v'chet, according to opinions that say that one needs to fast the correct amount to fast for every time we have violated, k'vi misperat pomim shachote k'nal, yiv tekulim b'tzdaka, all of that should be redeemed with charity. Erech chai, I can't remember what that is, ba'ad kol yoyim. No. It's a currency.
Oh.
It's 18 or whatever that currency is for each day. The same is true for the fast, for the less stringent averis that don't have the death penalty. Even if we're talking about the nullification of a positive mitzvah, whether it's derash or drabonon, and then he throws in that one which is most common, v'talmid Torah k'neged kulam, the fact that we have not learned when we had the opportunity to learn, k'viyam misra ha'mefurish b'tikuni ha'tshuva mi'arizal, again going with the guide of the Arizal according to the numbers of fasts, all of that, ha'koyel kasha, l'koyel yivtev itzdaka, k'nal, redeem it all with charity, iloy motzid tzura namshu k'nal, if the person cannot put up with fasting. You're going to say, what do you mean? There's a halacha here. The halacha is that Chazal tell us, hamavazveis, that somebody who wants to give a lot of tzedakah, al yavazveis, meisiyos, and mechaymish, you're not allowed to give away more than a fifth. And if we start redeeming our chatayim, you can be very sure we are going to give away far more than a fifth. So he says, v'yav shi'al al-asach mesuyim, ein lochosh mishum al yavazveis, yos, and mechaymish. Even though it's going to come out to a lot of money, don't worry about throwing around too much money, more than a fifth of your possessions. He says the critical words, the lemikre bizbuz b'kai gavne. Bizbuz means throwing around money for naught. This isn't called throwing it around. I'm redeeming my soul from having to fast and to suffer. Is it any worse than paying for medical bills or any other need that we would pay? Nobody's going to say, hey, I can't pay. It's more than a fifth. I got to tell you a story about this in a moment.
And
because the number of fast days that are mentioned in these Svarim that mention the Tikkunim of Tshuva are so exceedingly high, meaning there are so many fasts that we would have to fast, for this reason, anyone who trembles for the word of Hashem, religious Jews, are accustomed that we give away great amounts of tzedakah, because of the weakness of our times, because we cannot torture ourselves. That the great chesed of Hashem is that He allowed us to redeem it with money instead of suffering. The Divrei Chaim, as we know, the great Sanzerov, had a habit of giving away extraordinary amounts of tzedakah. The Divrei Chaim had a son. His name was Rebbe Baruchel of Garlitz. The Garlitzerov was a character galore. Very, very sharp person. A fabulous sense of humor, but you did not want to start up with him. And his father said about him that he was a neshama from hundreds of years ago, and he couldn't tolerate the falsehoods of modern times. So it was many, many stories. Anyway, so he one time approached the Divrei Chaim and said to him, Tata, what do you do with the fact that Chazal say, Hamavazviz, Hayavazviz, Yasim Chaimesh? You don't go to sleep at night if there's a penny left in the house. What do you do with the fact that Chazal say you're not allowed to give away more than a fifth of your possessions? You know, you violate that every night. So the Divrei Chaim said, ach, for somebody who is a choyte, a pesheya, like I am, they're just redeeming their soul. This is not the bizbuz. I'm just redeeming myself from my horrible, you know, for somebody who's a sinner and a pesheya. So the Rebbe Baruchel saw that it was hopeless and he left him alone. Sometime later, the Divrei Chaim had somebody came in and gave him a great deal of money, and he immediately went and distributed to for tzedakah. And this person had given him the money because the Divrei Chaim was making a chasna for one of his kids. And nonetheless, Divrei Chaim went and gave away the money. So the Garlitz Tzeruv came in to him and said, you know, what's going on here? This guy just gave the money for the chasna. We don't have the money for the chasna. He said, yeah, I gave it away because so-and-so is an orphan, and nobody's going to give them money to make chasana. But you, if you go out and say that you're the Divrei Chaim's son, you know, everybody will throw money at you. So he said to him, Tata, am I allowed to tell him also that I'm the son of that Chaito Pesheya who has to redeem all of his sins by giving away so much money? So the Divrei Chaim had Hanov from his son's Shabbos. But you see, this concept is brought right here in Tanya, that the concept, the limitations of tzedakah do not apply when the tzedakah is being given as an atonement. So just as a piece of practical advice, it makes a lot of sense for us to think about this when we are giving away tzedakah anyway, that tzedakah should work towards being paid ourselves from our obligation to need to fast. Mitzvah next week, it'll be telephone only. I'll be in New York, but we will, Mitzvah, learn at 8:00 p.m.